All right. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
All right. This will not be long at all. We have to get Tahira up here, and I encourage all the S4C family all over the world to listen for the message that's coming up today. Powerful speaker and powerful message. So I am looking forward to that. I am only here to give you information concerning the coronavirus and the information and the intelligence that God has provided me with, and not my own, but through military people, through Secret Service people, over 40 years of Secret Service in the intelligence department in the United States under many different presidents. So I'm giving you information from people who know what's going on, okay? Now, as I give you this information, at the end, the dire warning is this: no matter if you have a flu-like symptom, do not take any vaccines. I'm telling you this now, and this is from the Lord. If you have a flu-like symptom, get some flu-like medicine and get some rest, and you and your body will heal from that. Do not take any vaccines. If you take the vaccine, the coronavirus is in the vaccine, not in the symptoms, okay? Now, for you guys, you do not understand that we are in the middle of a revolution. I know you don't understand this because the Lord has put me in position to deal with a certain amount of people who understand and know what is going on. This operation is an intelligence operation that began by 200 generals, secret and secret service officers, okay? It began because of what happened at 9/11 in 2001. 200 generals got together and said, enough, okay? And so an operation began to overthrow this government and to stop child pedophilia and many things that were going on around the world, okay? How does this connect to the virus? First of all, they wanted to, and President Trump is aware of this, they wanted to implement a pandemic that would panic the whole world. To cause a pandemic, you first have to get people sick. How do you get people sick? You have to implement something in the air that causes flu-like symptoms. The designated spot to do this was in Wuhan, China. They set off 5G in enormous capacity in Wuhan, China. This caused the people of the area to get flu-like symptoms. 26 scientists said, do not conduct 5G in that area because it will cause flu-like symptoms. As people were going to the hospital for flu-like symptoms, they were given the vaccine, which was the coronavirus. So the cameras were ready to film it as they died in the streets or wherever they were so that you could see it. Because remember, their idea was to panic the world, and I'll give you the information that President Trump received. So that's why he didn't go on with some of the things that they wanted him to do, okay? So as the 5G caused these flu-like symptoms in Wuhan, China, they went to the hospitals for the flu and were giving the vaccine, which was the coronavirus. Okay. So as you see, it started moving out throughout the world, but it was going slow in their process because they had already had a plan, and I'll read you the plan in a second. But recently, there were 600 people that were arrested that worked with a corrupt government called the Deep State. They were all arrested, 600 people. Because of those arrests, they felt that Donald Trump was going too far as getting rid of the deep state. So they decided they were going to increase the speed of what was going on. So you see, all of a sudden, it was here, it was a little there. Then all of a sudden, everything's got to shut down, right? Because of this 600 arrest, okay, of very corrupt people. So after the arrest, the process was increased to speed to the United States. Trump was aware of this plan of 1 through 10, and I'll read you plan 1 through 10. The plan by these people who set forth the virus was hospitals to get overwhelmed in a matter of 2 weeks. This is what the information he received. People will panic and make store runs. Sporadic looting will incur. Stock markets will plummet and tank. People, non-patriots will not listen to the president, but rather politicians saying that it is the president's fault will be pushed through the media. Mm. This will cause number three to increase, which is the sporadic looting, and also number one to increase, which means they will continue testing people and the numbers of people with the virus will increase. Not increase, but they will be said that you have the virus. It says in eight, first responders will be overwhelmed. Death rate will climb, not a lot, but enough to repeat numbers 2 and 3 and 1. So this is their plan that President Trump got a hold of through a military secret service officer. Another round test are conducted, and then this process will continue to increase until there's panic throughout the whole world. So their whole thing is to panic, and they wanted Donald Trump to test everybody, and they were going to bring FEMA in and test everybody, right? So, and by them testing, they would say, oh, all these people have it, right? And that would cause more panic. Donald Trump said, no, we're not going to have testing. If you feel you need testing, you can go here or there, because he said he wanted it to be monitored because he knew what they were trying to do. They were trying to line people up, get them tested, and the people working for FEMA, which came into action under Obama and Hillary, would have said, oh, enormous of people now have the virus, and so therefore we have to bring in the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And this would have caused death. So Trump, in his smart, because he's not in this alone, remember there's 200 people that are behind him, said, no, we will not get people tested. You can get tested because he knows the symptoms is not the disease, okay? The vaccine is the disease, okay? So to push this, they pushed it through the media. And if you notice, 24 celebrities have gotten the virus, who say they came forth and they have the virus. They don't have the virus, okay? They're doing this to push you to go out and get tested so you will get the vaccine. So they're using the celebrities to get the public to be aware and to begin the process. So they're using the media to set you up, okay? Tom Hanks does not have the coronavirus. Shaquille O'Neal does not have the coronavirus, okay? But the media, which is owned by the Illuminati, is using this to make sure that you go out and get tested, and then to make sure that you get the vaccine. Because when you get the vaccine, you will die, okay? Because the virus is in the vaccine. Okay, so my last word is this. The Lord said, I am warning you, the whole world, do not take the vaccine. It is a biological weapon to cause what you are seeing going on right now. And God is cutting it down in the middle. President Trump did one thing, and he said he will do it, and this is going to end the whole thing. He's going to declare a state of emergency for the whole United States of America, which will suspend the election, which will automatically make him president for the next 4 years. So if they want to continue, that is what will happen, okay?
Wow.
But it will be squashed because God has determined that you are not going to take my people out because my church is still in the world. Praise God.
Amen.
That's all I have to say.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen.